My name is Terry Bahat. So I came to Australia 15 years ago from a small, far, far away country, Israel. I joined the Israeli army. It is compulsory. And my position was to welcome 18 years young ladies, new recruits, to train their mind and body and transform them into confident, reliable, healthy and fit soldiers. So when I arrived to Australia, to Melbourne, I noticed the laid-back lifestyle of local women who were busy with these three traditional roles, work, career, kids, and never-ending family obligations, with no time for themselves, and they look unhappy and constantly tired, stressed out, and very often overweight as a result. So I decided that by using my army training, my professional and personal experience, I can help these women be happier and healthier, love their life, and mainly love themselves. And I am on a mission. I am a woman on a mission.
You are indeed a woman on a mission. I've read your latest book. It says Fit Mind, Fab Body, Fab for Fabulous. Fit Mind and Fabulous Fab Body. Now, when you're talking about a fabulous body, we always worry about our figures, our weight. And I actually would like to discuss obesity with you because in your book, and I'm quoting from your book, obesity has become the trillion-dollar disease and industry with high social cost in health and lost production. And these costs are shared by each and every one of us. And in Australia, we found one obese person in every four. I just couldn't believe your statistics. What else you're writing in discussing body weight issues? We are not talking about being athletes or extreme bodybuilders. We're just interested in optimizing our lives and bodies. And being overweight or obese increases the risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, cancer, and other diseases. Terry, how can your mind affect your body? How can we fight obesity and overweight?
Well, let's start by saying that we all have a dream. We want to live a healthy, happy life, life that's long, rich, fulfilling, vibrant, full of energy and excitement. So we all want to be fitter and stronger and leaner and more confident. The question is, what are we prepared to do about this? So we all know what to do, only we don't do what we know. And more worse, we don't do anything with what we know. I'm on a mission. I want to train 10,000 women this year and to help them live life on their own terms, love themselves, and be inspired.
Let's be practical. How does mindset going to change your diet? For example, you said you don't believe in diets. You said that people, and again, I'm quoting from your book, that you come with a really high percentage of people that lost weight. 2 years later, they put it all on. The diets don't work. So what does work?
First of all, diet don't work. Because I'll tell you a secret, the diet food companies don't want you to know. A secret, top secret, 93% of dieters fail to keep the weight off for more than 18 months. And the brutal truth is that if you can't work out what emptiness you are feeling within yourself by eating, then there is no diet in the world that can help you. Because the heavier you are, the more inadequate, low self-esteem, and ashamed you feel. So what I say, I am starting with the outcome. Mindset is starting with the end in mind. Why do you want to lose weight? What is it going to achieve for you? Who do you do it for? Why is it so important to you? Because those motivators will help you when you've got a bit of a slump or we've got a bit of, you feel a bit failure. These are going to act as motivators, and that's important to know before you start.
But Terry, I'd like to challenge you because a lot of really obese people gone on a diet, didn't even manage to lose weight. I'm not talking about losing weight and putting it back. They've got other problems, genetics, metabolism, very slow metabolism, health reasons. There are lots of other reasons they can't lose weight. How can you help them?
We're not talking about this. First of all, I'm not a doctor and I'm not a nutritionist. I think we still can help ourselves. If it's a genetic problem or it's a medical thing, as I said, I'm not a doctor. But there are some things like inner dialogue. The inner dialogue is the conversation we have with ourselves every single day. And it very much depends on how you operating in the world is how what you say to yourself.
How the mind can affect your body. I'm going back to my question because my listeners now want to know, what can you tell them in 1 minute? How can they lose weight?
First of all, be aware. Self-aware is number one. Don't wait until someone is fixing you. Take responsibility, 100% responsibility. If you decide to run 3 times a week, run 3 times a week, every week. If you resolve to eat fruit every morning instead of coffee and pastry, then don't do it for a week. Do it every single morning. We're not losing weight for a season or for a summer. We lose it for good. I am a big believer in living with the attitude of gratitude. In the morning, you want to remind yourself, what are you grateful for? It will get you in a mindset that is positive, and you can go forward for yourself. And start small. You don't have to start big. It's not worth it. Start small, little simple things that are enjoyable to you. That is how you're going to stick to it. First we make the habits, then the habits make us. So to lose weight and keeping it off, certain things have to change, like adopting new positive habits, a healthy mindset, quality nutrition, starting with a new nourishing breakfast, and increased physical activity.
It does make a lot of sense what you're saying. Eat just reasonable, good food and do some exercise to balance it.
So why are the obesity rates so high? If everyone knows what they what to do and they don't do it, you need accountability. You need someone on your side, 100%, 150% your side. It's going to empower you. It's going to encourage you and cheer you up for your achievements and winnings. Everyone needs to be accountable to someone, and I think it's important. And I say, especially for women, because I work with women because I can relate to them, you cannot pour from an empty cup. You have to look after yourself first. I always say, your body is the place you're going to live for the rest of your life. Look after it. Nourish it well. Get it to rest. Don't stress. I know it's easy to say, but it's practice. You know, the mind is like a muscle. The more you work it, the stronger it gets. I always say there are only 2 times in life, now and too late. So don't wait until it's too late. Look after yourself. And make sure you are the best version of yourself. Don't wait until in months, another week, another year. Decide, commit, and act. This is my mantra.
Terry Bahat, the author of the best-selling book, Fit Mind, Fab Body, No Diet, Weight Loss for Busy Women. Thank you so much.